An investigation into the travel insurance industry has found that despite a test case 4 years ago, major companies are still discriminating against people with mental health conditions. The investigation by the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission identified a staggering 365,000 policies which discriminate on mental health grounds. Here's Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
In 2015, Ella Ingram made a brave choice and took on travel insurance giant QBE. Ella had booked a Year 12 school trip overseas but had to cancel her travel due to a bout of depression. QBE denied her insurance claim, so she took them to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Appeals Tribunal and won.
It was a worry to sort of go public with it all, but I'm really glad that I didn't.
The case was meant to set a precedent to prevent others from being discriminated against by insurers, but it didn't. The Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner, Kristen Hilton, launched the investigation after what she saw as slow progress on the issue on the back of Ella's case.
We found 365,000 cases where a policy contained discriminatory terms. So it was very wide-reaching and very pervasive in terms of the discriminatory treatment that people could have been subjected to.
Blanket exclusions are only allowed if insurers can justify them with statistical data that shows a group is too high risk to insure. Key to the investigation was accessing that tightly held data, which insurers use to support exclusions on mental health grounds.
We found that the data was either inadequate to justify the policy, it was out of date, or in some cases the data simply didn't exist. So our recommendations were that all of the insurers that were party to the investigation had to change their policies to remove the blanket exclusions. They also had to develop better screening tools and get much better at assessing risk in relation to mental health conditions.
Suncorp, Allianz and World Nomads all granted the Commission access to their data for the investigation. Ella Ingram's insurer, QBE, said it had removed exclusions by the time of the investigation and declined to participate. Kristen Hilton says the insurers who did participate are making changes, but she says the Commission does not have the power to penalise companies that discriminate. Allianz, Suncorp and NIB Health, which now owns World Nomads, declined to comment. The Insurance Council of Australia says travel insurers responsible for most of the market had either removed exemptions or were intending to do so before this inquiry was instigated. The Commission plans to check back in 6 months to monitor progress.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.